Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world on the road this week from Branson, Missouri. And we have a great show for you this weekend. My first guest is a comedic genius, Yakov Smirnoff, who will be joining us. Later on, Roy Rogers Jr. will be here. We'll be talking to Brandy Clifton from the beautiful Silver Dollar City. Later on, Rodney Diller will be on the show. He was part of the original Andy Griffith Show. Later on, Courtney Neal from the great production at Sight and Sound. Then we have the chamber boss herself, Lynn Berry, and a really great ventriloquist. He's been on America's Got Talent, Todd Oliver. All this week from Branson, Missouri, and I'll be right back with my first guest this first hour. What a country, Yakov Smirnoff.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back. It's Ron Seggi today, broadcasting from Branson, Missouri. Now, I have to tell you something. I have been coming to this city for a long time, but I have a friend here that I absolutely am so excited when he's on the air. He's been a friend of mine probably over 25 years. He's one of the most clever guys that you will ever meet, and he's a dear friend. Joining us right now is Yakov Smirnoff. Yakov, it is so good to see you. I haven't seen you since you were in Florida the last time.
That's right. Yeah? That's right. I was at Margaritaville.
Margaritaville, yeah.
And you came in your Rolls Royce to take us to the airport. What a country.
What a, the last couple of shows I saw you, you had a beautiful red Ferrari on stage.
I did. So. Not anymore. I'm very humble now. It's Tesla.
But you're a doctorate now, right?
I am.
Yeah, which is good because I get this pain in my knee.
That's why I'm here.
That's why you're here. What are you a doctorate in?
It's in global leadership.
Well, we need you really bad.
Very much so.
Before we start having a great time.
Yeah.
Last time we chatted was about a year ago with the Ukraine thing. How are things with your wife? Because I know she's from there, and your family.
Yeah, her parents, her dad is still in Ukraine. Actually, he's like on the Russian territory of Ukraine, so he's still there. He's got a new family, and he's a farmer, so he doesn't care who really he raises food for, you know. So it's just such a weird conflict. It's like South and North of America would fight. It seems strange. But her mom was able to get out with her sister, and they're in the Canary Islands.
Really?
Yeah. Which is kind of nice for us to have a place to go to. So when the season in Branson ends, we're out of here to Canary Islands. So they're becoming more comfortable. I mean, the whole thing has been going now more than a year and a half. Right. So people have to make adjustments in their lives. So they seem to be happy there. It's not bad.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you're there. I don't know what's going to happen there, but with your degree, I'm sure you'll get it handled.
My degree tells me stay away from that topic.
That's exactly,
you know?
Yeah, that's exactly right. If it wasn't for Yakov Smirnoff, ladies and gentlemen, the Branson Electric Company would go out of business because he's got the biggest and the best signs ever. But you're not in the theater right now. You're playing in Branson, but you're playing playing in another theater. I understand you had some damage.
I had some storm damage. We're not sure if it was Putin that sent the drone or God that tore the roof off. We're still wondering.
Yeah.
And the insurance company is trying to figure it out.
Yeah. As I mentioned in the introduction, and you know this, I've told this to you 1,000 times, if I told it to you once, your material, your marketing capability, you're one of the smartest guys in this business. And I mean that sincerely. I'm not saying because we've been friends and you still owe me that money.
Yeah.
But you really know how to grasp an audience. And I kind of thought when we were having this situation with Russia, that would diminish. It hasn't.
Well, I mean, Branson, love Branson because they don't care.
Yeah.
They will sympathize with you, but they don't really take sides. They're just good, kind people who are just going, I hope this atrocity ends.
Right.
That's all. So it didn't really affect me. It did affect me in the 90s when the Soviet Union collapsed. And then the Vegas, Atlantic City, Reno, Tahoe, they just wiped me off.
Really?
Yeah. David Letterman had a top 10 list of things that will now change. And, yeah, I made number one on the list. Yeah. Yakov Smirnov will be out of work. And I thought it was kind of silly, you know,
yeah,
still funny.
Sure.
That didn't, you know, it didn't, and the Vegas, Atlantic City, you know, our contracts were not renewed. So I tell that in my show that I start looking for a place where they did not know that the Soviet Union collapsed. And it's been 30 years now.
Yeah.
They still don't know. And I don't, and they don't care and they don't mind. They embrace me here. So here's what I'm working on. You probably want to know, right?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. I wanted to let you know before anyone else. I swear, I haven't released that. It's pretty big. I'm excited about it. My dissertation in Pepperdine, from Pepperdine, was called Law of Laughter, in short, LOL.
Really?
Yeah. So the whole dissertation, 190 pages, were to scientifically prove that there is such thing as law of laughter. And it's just as gravity or electricity or when there's a law, you might not be aware of it.
Right.
But you're using it or you're misusing it one way or another.
Right.
So that's kind of what I'm, my whole next year show. And this year I'm kind of tweaking it, but that's, I see it as a book. Because I really think that people should be aware of this law. It's like traffic laws. If you're not aware of it and you go for red lights, you're going to hit something.
Right.
Sooner or later, right? The same thing here. If you understand the law of laughter, it's very simple, actually. It's meeting people's needs and then using humor to trigger the laughter. You do this organically. You're meeting the needs of your audience, and then you'll use the humor to trigger the laughter every time. So now I invite the audience, if you come to see the show today, you'll see it. I invite the audience to watch my show, and you'll see in every joke, I'm meeting your needs, as that's a setup, and then my punchline is my humor. Do you remember Carnegie?
Oh, sure.
Right. That whole premise was he reads the punchline, it's
right,
not funny.
Right.
And then he reads the setup and gets a laugh, right?
Sure.
The same thing happens here. If you use humor without the setup, it doesn't work.
If you don't buy the premise, you don't buy the pitch.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So that's the whole idea, to simplize it to that simple formula that people can see. So you're a smart guy. Everything I succeed, my success, wherever it was, in movies or television, or why did I succeed? If you look back, and I came in 77 to America, didn't speak English, didn't understand, didn't know anybody, right? By 81, I was making a movie with Robin Williams. I was filming Night Courts. Why? And I never asked that question. I kind of figured, well, everybody does that.
Right?
And now I know what it was. I was meeting America's need. The need was that nuclear threat that Soviet Union presented, Khrushchev banging his shoe on the podium in the United Nations saying, we will bury you.
Mm-hmm.
Young people sitting under desks because they were preparing for a new nuclear attack. In the Soviet Union, we were doing similar things, but there they would say, if there is a nuclear attack, just put a white sheet over yourself and slowly crawl to nearest cemetery. So they would save money on delivering people, right? Communist regime was very clever. So you see, we were living in that fear.
Right.
And here I show up, and I'm this innocent, naive, fish out of water, going, what a country, you know, and everybody goes, we're afraid of this?
Yeah. Yeah, good point.
Yes.
Excellent
That's
point.
Why I became successful.
Wow, I never thought of that.
Neither have I.
Yeah.
I mean, this just like a week ago that it dawned on me. I'm going, and the reason I've made it in Branson for 30 years, same thing. I'm meeting the needs of this audience. What do they want? Clean comedy,
mm-hmm.
right? Family friendly, patriotic, God loving, and I do that.
You have done this in such a fashion that it's a schematic. They're going to work on a television set, they got to have a schematic. You've actually worked up a schematic for comedy. To do what you do is very methodical, very mechanical. That's staggering that you do that.
I think it has to do with my dad was an engineer, inventor, so he would look at everything from that. Where's the root of this? How can I fix that?
Yeah.
That's probably what's driving me.
When you do that live stage, you're always readjusting and adjusting according to the
yes.
audience. It's a different situation than if you're
yes.
doing a television show,
yes.
whatever the case may be. How do you do that and still stay to the schematic?
Well, that's what I'm realizing now, that law is in every joke, in every story I tell.
Mm-hmm.
I'm meeting the needs of the audience. And if I do, then the punchline will work.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't, they're not interested. If I'm trying to sell them timeshare, they will not laugh no matter what punchlines I'm going to use.
Right.
That's kind of my goal, is to understand what the needs are. And they're letting me know every bit, every joke. They tell me, mm-hmm. yeah, we buy into this concept. We believe in this promise, and then you're giving us a hook or a surprise ending to that.
Yakov, you never cease to amaze me. We're going to pause for a second. We're broadcasting from Branson, Missouri, and our special guest this first portion of our show, Yakov Smirnoff, and Yakov and I will be right back with more from Branson, Missouri. I'm Ron Seggi.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Cue the appearing next to us. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Back with Ron Sedgy today, broadcasting from Branson, Missouri. My guest staying over another segment, Yakov Smirnoff. We were just talking during the break, during the pandemic a couple of years ago. He was talking about medical Zoom calls. You had an experience with medical Zoom calls, didn't you?
When you have your first Zoom call with a doctor, it's very uncomfortable to do your own prostate exam, right?
But you at least you know what's going on.
You do. First hand, if you will. I like it, yes. And you might hear it today. I was telling you something that you can relate to, right? And that's hooked you. If you didn't like that, if you didn't care about that, you'd go, thank you, but it's not funny to me. COVID, you can relate to.
Well, commonality, I think, is the important thing. What you do, everybody can relate to. I was watching your Instagram thing. I watch them every day. I'm obsessed with them. About what they gave you when you first came here, a waffle iron. Okay.
Yes.
And, you know, ruined every pair of pants that you had.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
These are all things that you see, that we recognize, but we don't see it until you bring it to our attention.
You don't see it the way I see it.
That's exactly
right. You don't know what a waffle iron is,
right.
But you never would use it as an iron.
That's right. That's exactly.
That's what gave me that opportunity to say my humor was that element of surprise. Continues to be. I see it that I tell them, I bet you never looked at it that way. It makes them go, yeah, like going to a restaurant for the first time. And this attractive waitress gives me a menu, right? I look and I said to her, I want a quickie. She slapped me. And the guy who was sitting at the table next to me said, I think you want to pronounce it quiche, right? So, again, I bet you never looked at it that way, but you will now.
Well, how about the baby-changing thing?
Yes, baby-changing station, yeah.
I didn't know you could do that.
You don't like your baby, yeah.
What gets me about your humor is this. If you like a song, you can hear it over and over and over again.
Right.
A comedian, when it comes to a joke, can listen to stuff that you did 20 years ago and laugh is just as hearty and remember what you did 20 years ago. It's not, you know, I forgot it and still get a charge out of it. And that is an extremely difficult thing to do.
Yeah. Now, I guess what's fascinating to me, I haven't really been paying attention to Instagram much because in the Soviet Union, if people followed you, that wasn't a good thing.
That wasn't a good thing.
So I had like 4,500 followers, which I was afraid to come out of the house, you know. 4,500, then I was okay with it. I'm going, I don't need more,
right? That'll do it.
Then I realized that you can't beat them, join them. So I start doing more my Instagram. So I got now over 200,000 followers now. What blows my mind, when you can see the demographic of that, 18 to 25. How is that possible?
Yeah, you're right. Absolutely. Because usually, you know, you obviously have a wide demographic that you appeal to. You just alluded to that. But, you know, your real followers are probably, again, someone
older.
And to have that humor and to have it accepted by that group, which is the hardest to attract.
Right.
Even when we were 18 to 25,
right.
It was hard.
True.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
And you know, I've often asked songwriters how they come up with ideas in the middle of the night. I mean, how does Paul Anka come up with My Way?
Right.
The same genius that you have. How do you come up with My Way? How did you come up with that?
And it comes, I believe it's God's way of bringing this, again, to meet people's needs. Why me? Why getting education? Why do this research? It's a lot of work because in the university, they don't care you're a comedian.
No.
They want 190 pages of research, empirical studies, no jokes. I mean, their only joke they allowed me was on the cover, like Law of Laughter. LOL. That's the only kind of attempt to humor. The rest of it is straight dissertation that proved that there is such law of laughter. Now my job is to simplize it, make it very easy to understand and give it to people so they can use that.
How does the teacher and how do the students react when one of the most famous and talented comedians are sitting in the room?
You know, they appreciate me, but it's like this. It's like when you go to, let's say, the comedy store and you're famous. They'll give you about 30 seconds to prove what you have.
Mm-hmm.
And that buys you that title, that status. Oh, he was at the White House, he was in this. But after that 30 seconds, maximum a minute, if you're not producing, if you're not meeting their needs, if you're not coming up with clever, they won't. Same thing happens when you're in college, in university. They go, oh, that's Yakov Smirnov, but after that, can he have good grades?
Yeah.
Does he speak something that's interesting to listen to?
Yeah.
Or he just a celebrity that got getting his degree because, I don't know why.
For whatever reason, yeah. Wow, interesting. Well, I could talk to you for hours. I know you're on a busy schedule.
I am.
But you know how I feel about you, Yakov.
Thank you.
You know, not only do you keep me laughing and millions of other people laughing. You're such an interesting and intelligent guy, and I'm just glad for our friendship. I say that very sincerely because normally when you and I talk, we're joking around back and forth.
Yeah.
This is a discussion, ladies and gentlemen, with a man who really has a craft that he has perfected to the point where it has been a lifelong career for him that is so successful, and you deserve every minute of it, my friend.
Thank you so much. Really.
Now, can I have the free tickets today?
Yes, you can.
I went through all that to get two free tickets.
I'd be delighted.
Tell us where you're playing in the show.
Right now, I'm at the Dutton's Theater because of the renovation at my theater.
Okay, now for tickets,
it's Yakov.com.
That would be the best
way. Yeah.
Go to Yakov.com.
Yeah, Yakov.com.
Yeah.
Or call at 417-336-3838.
Okay, very good. And are you going to be going on tour at all? I know you're coming to Florida.
I'm coming to Florida. I'm going to Canary Islands. I do. But my goal is to write a book. That's the Law of Laughter book that would be entertaining.
Oh, wow.
And yeah. So by the end of by the end of spring, it should be ready. You know, I come back to Branson. I have a show scheduled for 2024 and 2025 already.
Good for you.
Without there. So I have a lot of things to do, but I do like Branson, and I like to get my foot in the door.
Yakov, good to see you again, my friend. Look forward to when you come down to Florida. Maybe we can break bread together again.
Sounds great.
Okay.
Rolls-Royce?
Rolls-Royce.
Rolls-Royce. You do?
Yeah.
Well, for the variety, it would be good.
Variety. Our guest has been a very special friend of mine and a funny man and a very talented man. Yakov.com. You got to go to it, and if you get a chance to see him in concert, do it. You will never forget that show. And if you just tuned in, we are broadcasting from Branson, Missouri, the beautiful Ozark Mountains, and we're going to pause for a second, but there's more to come nationwide and around the world. I'm Ron Seggi.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
News update. Shake, rattle, and roll. Aftershocks still being felt after that rare 4.8 magnitude earthquake hitting the Northeast. The epicenter in the town of Lebanon, New Jersey, that's about 50 miles away from New York City. For a period of time on Friday, ground stops at the New York area airports, including Newark, New Jersey, LaGuardia, and JFK, as runways were inspected for cracks. Dave Collins has more.
The U.S. Geological Survey confirms a 4.8 magnitude earthquake occurred. Social media posts started popping up from folks feeling the shake from New York City to Long Island, upstate New York, New Jersey, and Philadelphia.
Turning now to sports, the Final Four semifinal games tonight in Glendale, Arizona. First up, the game between Purdue and NC State at 6:09 Eastern, and then number 1 UConn and number 4 Alabama play at 8:49 p.m. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Happy trails to you until we meet again.
We're back. We're broadcasting from Branson, Missouri. You're with Ron Secchi. I have a guest right now. I met him several years ago when we were here, and he did a couple of shows with us. Joining us right now is Roy Rogers, Jr.
Yep.
Dusty, welcome to the show.
Hey, man, thanks for having me back.
I enjoyed so much talking with you in the past. I sometimes feel that we end up talking about things other than yourself because of your famous parents, but you have so much to be proud of. It's what a legacy.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I'm a family of 9 kids that mom and dad raised, so yep. I was just one of the crowd, you know. My mom and dad were the stars of the show, and I was just very fortunate enough to inherit some of my dad's traits, so it doesn't bother me at all that I'm not a big star that Roy and Dale were.
I don't think anybody would doubt that you are Roy Rogers' son, sitting here thinking that I'm talking to Roy Rogers, and I am talking to Roy yeah. Rogers. I have to tell you a quick story. I know I've told you this before. I interviewed your dad one time. He was at the museum.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, you were there. He said, mm-hmm. My son Dusty's here. At the end of the show, he sang Happy Trails to me.
Mm-hmm.
And on live radio, I started to cry. And I was choked up, and I still have that tape and the picture that he sent to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because when your dad personalized something like that, and he said, Happy Trails, Ron,
mm-hmm.
that meant so much to Baby
great.
Boomer. 1934, mm-hmm. your dad started the Sons of the Pioneers.
Right.
And they're still performing.
Sure.
And just recently you retired. That's a long time.
It is a long time. It's a long time to do anything.
To breathe.
Yeah.
It's a long time.
You know, I was doing shows here in Branson for 6 years or so,
that,
and
yeah.
then I went on and did another 4 years of it. I was going to retire then, which I did. And then the leader of the Sons at that time, Tommy Nally, called me and said, we need my lead singer is leaving. Would you be interested? Well, I mean, my dad started this group, so why wouldn't I want to join?
Right.
I've been married at that point. Linda and I have been married, 56 years? And so I had to ask her, is it okay if I hit the road again with
sure.
the Pioneers? And she
good
said,
move.
And her answer to me was, yes, you need to do it for you.
Wow.
Which was, you know,
wonderful.
I wasn't thinking of her at all. She's coming up on the 89th year of the Pioneers, and I got to sing with them for almost 6 years. So it was a treat for me.
There are so many great stories about your family. You had told me one time that when your dad had to drive the Jeep around,
mm-hmm.
he'd take all the kids for a ride. And
sure.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
What was it like, though, growing up in a shadow like that?
Well, I've always been going by the credo that, you know, my job is not to stand in my dad's shadow. My job is to extend his. And so that's what I try to do with everything I do. I mean, you know, the man left me with such a gift of a vocal cords that work and a decent personality. And so I owed it to him to carry it on. But it was difficult when I was a teenager
right.
because Dad was traveling a lot. Dad instilled in me a true love of the music and of the history. It was difficult early on because I didn't see him. And so I kind of grew up in a home that didn't have a dad. But Dad would always spend time with us. He would make time. He'd call his agent and he said, Art, I'm going to take the boys fishing up at the Snake River and I'm going to be gone for 3 weeks, so don't book anything for me. And he used to tell me, he said, son, you don't have to spend every waking minute with your child, but you do have to give them quality time and let them know that you love them and appreciate them as a person. And he did that. Even though he didn't have the time to do it, he made time to do it. And, of course, my mother, being from Texas, Dale's my stepmom.
Yeah, you did.
She was such a positive influence on everybody that ever knew her.
Sure.
I mean, she was probably the greatest Christian woman I've ever met. And she instilled in us a love of God and country. And I had the best parents people could really have. I really did.
And I remember asking him one time, I said, you know, Roy, I said, and I almost feel like you should call him Mr. Rogers, but, you know.
Roy.
And I said, you know, Roy, I said, this is the thing that always amazed me about you. And he was kind of interested in what I was going to say. And I said, you're riding down, you're chasing the criminal, you jump off the horse, you roll down the hill, you tumble, you fight, your shirt never comes out of your pants, and your hat's on.
That's right. That's right.
I said, how the heck you do that? You know, that was the most amazing thing. I go out, get on the bike, and I look like I was just disheveled.
Well, that was all because of the way they cut movies in it. He learned early on, because I get the same question. When I'm out on the road with the Pioneers after the show, hey, I saw this movie with your dad, and he lost his hat. That didn't happen very often. I said, no, because the studio said, Roy, if you can keep from losing your hat, don't. And so he learned if he sprayed his head with hairspray, put his hat on while it was wet, it wouldn't come off.
Yeah. Wow.
Because what happened was if his hat did come off, the script gal who was keeping track of what was going on in every scene had to mark exactly where that hat landed.
Sure.
Because they would cut and go to a different angle because they didn't have 15,000 cameras like they do today.
Right.
They only had one or two. And so they had to know exactly where the hat was. And so that's why sometimes you'll see, you know, the guys reloading their gun or something once in a while. But most of the time, Dad used to say, that's why my gun shot so well. It's a 45. You could shoot it 45 times without looking.
And I found out how come they never had any outtakes, any bloopers. It cost so much money to develop the film that if it was gone bad, they didn't want to even bother with it. Were you on the set and watching it?
Oh, all time. Yeah, my first five birthdays were spent on the movie set with my dad.
Gosh, really?
Yeah. Of course, you know, when I got older, my brother and I, we always caused havoc on the set. So we got to the point where he'd make us stay
home. Oh, geez. Where is Trigger?
Trigger today is in Fort Worth. He's actually in the John Wayne exhibit in Fort Worth.
Good.
RFD TV bought him at auction when we auctioned everything off.
I remember that.
So then now they have Bullet, Buttermilk, Mom's Horse, and Trigger. They're all down there in Fort Worth.
I asked your dad about that one time, and he said, yeah, he said, I'm just afraid they're going to stuff me and put me
back. Jim, he said, I'd love to be stuffed to put on Trigger's back. But Mom was the one that says, every time I have a sniffle now, I have to sleep with one eye open.
Did he ever just say, this popularity, this is overbearing, I got to hold back. But he was the best.
Yeah, he really was. And I think that's what everybody really appreciated about him, is that he was a genuine article. There was no pretend with Roy. And what you saw is what you got. And if that was good, that's good. If not...
The only thing that confused me was that it was the only cowboy show that they had horses and cars.
Yeah.
Could never figure that one out.
Yeah. Well, during the war, around the war ended, all the soldiers were coming home and a lot of their equipment came home with them, which meant these Jeeps were running around. So, and he said the kids would stop when they're waiting at the bus stop, and they just would be glued to this equipment as it goes by. So he thought, why not put, you know, vehicles in, you know, it really wasn't the old West.
It was,
you know, kind of on the cusp of one or the other. But he said, kids love, that's why he put a Jeep in there, Pat Brady into the Jeep in Ellieville.
Is there any that you feel you missed and that you would have done maybe differently if you didn't have Roy and Dale Evans as parents?
You know, I don't know. I would imagine that if I was raised different, I would, but as growing up with them, the only thing that I missed is that there was a time there when I thought my dad, you know, didn't really care much about me, and I didn't really care much about him because of the absence there. So if you look at the situation today, I mean, I would have changed it if I could have, but you know, it was the beauty of the beast is what this was, with dad being gone a lot. Today, you see, we have a lot of trouble in the homes today because the fathers are not there.
That's right.
And if we ever needed a Roy Rogers at any particular time, now is the time we really need one.
No heroes.
Yeah, well, none you can hang your hat on. But I would have changed that time that I thought he was ignoring me a little bit, which he wasn't. He just, his time was not his at all.
Yeah.
And so he was really pushed hard, and so, but he still made time for us. And we reconciled later on, you know. I went with him to a lumberyard one day, and we got to talking in the car, you know. And I said, Dad, you know, he has some heart trouble. And I said, Dad, you know, I said, I'd like to tell you that I'm afraid you're going to die, or have an heart attack and die, and I never got to tell you how much I loved you. And boom, the brakes came on, and the car came over to the side, and he said, well, I just, you know, we just sat there and hugged each other, and from that point on, we were fine. It's just that we have to push ourselves to the point where we say, you know, I'm sorry this happened. You know, it wasn't your fault, it wasn't my fault. It's just this invisible wedge that kids sometimes put between themselves and their parents, and it's so uncalled for, but it's still there, and it hurts, and it takes a long time to get over it. You have to stand up and take your licks and say, okay, hey, it wasn't my fault too. Yeah. It wasn't just him. So
you're a terrific guy, Roy. I really mean that.
Yeah. Well, it's hard for kids.
Yeah.
You know, because you're an authority figure.
That's right.
And so it's hard to, what I say, suck up to an authority figure.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Because you have your pride.
That's right.
They have their pride. That's what destroys families.
It really does.
And it's so unnecessary. I never had that really problem with my son or my daughters or anything. And luckily, my family didn't have any drug problems or anything like that. But, boy, I'll tell you what. I said, we need another Roy Rogers.
Oh, amen. We need another Roy Rogers. Dusty, thank you for doing this.
Hey.
It's always a pleasure.
It's my pleasure.
Our guest has been Roy Rogers Jr., talking about a legendary family in the entertainment business, and always enjoy talking to Dusty. He's just, what you see is what you get, believe me, just like his parents. And there's more to come.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. We're broadcasting from Branson, Missouri. And we had an experience here when we first came of broadcasting from Silver Dollar City, which is the premier Midwestern place to be if you want great family entertainment. And we enjoyed ourselves so much. We've been back so many years thereafter as a result of our first visit. And joining us right now is a very lovely lady who is the public relations manager at the Silver Dollar City, which we spent a marvelous evening with a couple of nights ago. Joining us right now is Brandy Clifton. Hi, Brandy. Welcome.
Hello.
Ron. I'm so glad to be here. Welcome to Branson.
As soon as I saw you the other night, and I saw the Christmas parade, and you were there hosting this whole activity, I thought to myself, this young lady is the perfect match for Silver Dollar City. You look like Christmas.
I love Christmas, and I love Silver Dollar City. You know, when I was a kid growing up in Kansas, my family didn't have a lot of money, and they always found a way to get season passes for our family. So 4 or 5 times a year, you know, a trip to Branson was the only vacation we took. There wasn't cruises back then or all-inclusive resorts.
Right.
It was Silver Dollar City, and that was everything we needed. There's an employee who's been there 50 years. There's a little kid waiting for the train, and I see myself in them. And so I think that's one thing where we can really grow, is just telling the story of Silver Dollar City and the amazing people who make it magical.
Well, let's talk about that for a second. Well, I understand it started with Hirschend family back actually touring mine.
Yes, and so they came to Branson from the Chicago area, and they toured the cave. I think that's one thing where we can really grow, is just telling the story of Silver Dollar City and the amazing people who make it magical.
The family was not in any type of entertainment business. From what I understand, their father was like a salesman.
He was a traveling vacuum salesman.
That's what I that's
but
amazing.
But they said back then, if we can make a little bit of money out of this thing just to keep it going, we're going to be okay. And they've always, since then, treated their employees like family, and they do it right. They do business the right way. And now here we are. You know, USA Today is we're up for the best holiday event. TripAdvisor named us the #1 theme park in the whole country.
Wow.
And it had such humble beginnings, and the family is still involved in it. Yeah,
in their 90s, I might add, is actually a theme from the 1890s?
Yeah, and so the story was Mama Rose was a town, a pioneer mining town that caught fire years ago, and from the Bald Knobbers, it was a vigilante group, tried to burn the city down. And
really?
So the citizens saved the town, and so that theme is kind of sprinkled throughout our park, Fire in the Hole. That's the story behind our ride, Fire in the Hole.
Right.
And so 1880s, everyone's in costume, period costume. We don't want employees on their cell phones. We want everyone to look like they are, you know, from that time area. And it's just their personalities and the love you feel when you come in. You just really feel like you're walking through an old time mining town.
Now, let's talk about Christmas. Right?
Oh, yes.
Oh, my gosh. I cannot believe. How many lights are here?
6.5 million lights. And, you know, they start in July, you know, outside of my office there at the city. You hear the sound of a staple gun starting in July, because literally every board of every building has lights on it.
Yes.
And so it gets bigger every year, brighter every year. We have the middle part of the park, Christmas in Midtown, alone has 123 miles of lights.
Oh, my
gosh.
You know,
1.5 million of our 6 million lights are right there in that one area. And the sing-along train and Broadway-style shows, it is just the place. If you're not in the Christmas spirit, you're going to get there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got to be a stone.
Yeah.
But what got me was that there's only, like, what, 15 guys that do this. I mean, there's not a big, like, 10,000
right.
people that put these lights
up. And that's why they start in July. And it's so funny, when our pumpkin festival ends at the end of October, we're closed for 5 days. And in those 5 days, it becomes Christmas. And so to get rid of 16,000 fresh pumpkins, that takes a lot of folks, right?
Yeah.
We had 200 people, and there was golf carts and tractors all over the park. And then, boom, just miraculously on November 4th, it's Christmas.
Wow.
And it's magical, and it's bright, and it's beautiful. And 10,000 hand-tied bows. And so we really hope when guests come that they take the time to look at those little details and the love that went into putting it on.
You know, one of the things that amazed me, and the first question I asked was, why don't we just keep them up year-round? And that was not part of the policy. You take them down, totally.
Down.
So, you know, and you take them down after Christmas, and you put them up 6 months later,
that's
but
exactly
you have to
right.
start. It's a massive, massive chore. I can't get over
it. It's a massive chore. And like I said, there are gals on the visuals team who spend weeks hand-tying 10,000 bows for wreaths and garland everywhere. It's just, and their idea is everywhere that someone looks, they want it to be pretty. They want it to be a photo opportunity. So they're always just kind of, their head is on a swivel. If I look over here, oh, does that look good enough? Oh, it needs more garland. It needs more lights.
No
and
kidding.
So that visuals team is just so creative, and they bring that thing to life.
Let's talk a little bit about the vendors here. You got glass blowers, all of these different types of crafts. You can't find these people
every
day.
You can't find them everywhere.
You know, pottery and everything.
Yep.
Where do you find that?
They are just, they're just embedded in who we are. You know, they hear about Silver Dollar City, our master potter. You know, he started out just coming for the harvest festivals. He was a traveling potter, and he just fell in love with the culture so much. And now we have him, and he's making right now his big seller this time of year is the pie plates, the homemade pottery
yes.
pie
oh
plates and the mugs. And
yes.
Our glass blower right now, his big big product is a snowman.
I saw that.
A blown glass snowman. And he makes those right in front of your eyes, and it's the coolest thing to see. They feel appreciated. You know, we're the home of America's crafts, and it's just, where else can you go to get gifts for someone that are going to be heirloom quality, really?
Now you have a new attraction that's going to be opening up, the new Fire in the Hole.
The new Fire in the Hole. We, after 52 years, we're saying goodbye to our old Fire in the Hole, which was the Midwest's first indoor roller coaster. And it's been such a part of our legacy. Like I said, it carries on the story of the town of Mamaroneck, the mining town who caught fire. So it tells that story. And so, but it's time for an update. And so Silver Dollar City is making a $30 million investment, the largest investment we've ever made for a single attraction, for opening day in March of 2024 for a brand new Fire in the Hole. Family friendly. There's not a lot of loop-de-loops. It's kiddos can ride. And it's really going to hash out that story a little more. You're going to be one of the citizens who's out on a mission to save the city from burning down. And it's just spectacular.
I have been here before,
right,
but I haven't been here at this time of the year. I was in awe when I was here, like in September.
I know.
Let alone this Christmas. I mean, this blows me away.
And it all comes down to the people.
It does.
I've taken my kids, I've got three boys, to theme parks all over, and they're lovely and we have a great time, but I don't remember the people from those places.
Right.
And so Silver Dollar City, they're the magic makers.
Brandy, let's talk about how people can come out of the season,
yeah,
when it is, so that everybody listening across country would get a chance to experience
Absolutely. So we are open until December 30th. Season passes are on sale now for our 2024 season. And the great thing is we want Silver Dollar City to be affordable for families. And so we offer 10-month payment plans. It makes it a nice bite-sized chunk for families to make up. It comes out to about $13 per pass a month. We're closed in January and February, getting the city all dolled up for opening day, which is March 9th of 2024, with our spring break days. And we'll then shortly after that, we'll have our street fest, which is a lot of street vendors and performers and fun, which slips us into summer with our summer celebration. And then it'll be time for fall and pumpkins again. And then Christmas will be here before you know it.
Wow, so that's great. And when you go online, where you go to?
Yes, SilverDollarCity.com.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You can get all of your passes there and learn about the park and the shows.
And our guest is Brandy Clifton. She is the PR manager of Silver Dollar City. She's terrific. And thank you so much for being with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
We are originating our show from the Ozark Mountains in the middle of America in Branson, Missouri. And we'll be right back with more Coast to Coast with Ron Sedgy.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
On the road from Branson, Missouri, that wraps up hour number one of our show today. I want to thank my guests this first hour for joining us, and they include one funny guy, Yakov Smirnoff.
the son of the legend of Roy Rogers, Roy Rogers Jr., and also Brandy Clifton from the Silver Dollar City. What a beautiful park. You've got to go there. Next hour from the Andy Griffith Show, Rodney Dillard will be joining us. Also from the great show of Esther Queen, that is at the Sight and Sound Theater, Courtney Neal. From the Chamber of Commerce, Lynn Berry, and ventriloquist Todd Oliver. That's next hour with Ron Segi.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.